Saint Ippen Shonin was an itinerant Buddhist monk who founded the Jishu School of Buddhism that is intimately connected with Kumano. He was a very important religious figure in Japan who helped make Buddhism accessible to the common people. Ippen Shonin lived during the 13th century when Buddhism was monopolized by the aristocracy and reserved for those faithful and pure. Ippen was born into a prominent Shikoku samurai family that fell into disgrace. When he was 10 years old, his mother died, and his father ordered him to enter the priesthood. He spent many years studying and undertaking ascetic practices before making his pilgrimage to Kumano at the age of 35. Along the road to Kumano, he encountered a Kumano deity disguised as an old monk. Ippen Shonin tried to give the old man a Nenbutsu talisman, Nenbutsu being a phrase, Namu Amida Butsu, invoking the Buddhas of the Pure Land. However, the monk refused it because he was unable to accept the teaching faithfully into his heart. This deeply troubled Ippen on the importance of faith. At the Kumano Hongu Taisha, Ippen undertook ascetic practices, searching for an answer, and had a revelation that changed his thinking. The Kumano deity appeared to him in the form of a Yamabushi mountain ascetic and told him, "Living beings do not attain Pure Land rebirth through your teachings, for all of that was settled in the very instant that Amida Buddha gained perfect enlightenment 10 eons ago. You should distribute your amulets to everyone, regardless of how faithful or faithless, pure or impure." Ippen was enlightened. To be born into Amida's pure land, all one had to do was invoke his name. Faith, gender, social class, or purity had nothing to do with salvation. One could be saved by abandoning all self-effort and relying only on the other world power of Amida by reciting his name, Namu Amida Butsu. After this life-changing oracle, Ippen devoted himself entirely to reciting and propagating the Nenbutsu. He gave up his priestly rank, family ties, and decided never to settle anywhere. He often suffered from cold and hunger, but never stopped traveling and distributing his amulets. His teachings were accessible to everyone and gained wild popularity. Because of his strong sense of self-abandonment, he did not found any temple, and before he died, he burned most of his writings. Partly because of this, followers gradually affiliated with other Pure Land lines of Buddhism over the following centuries. Today, Ippen's Jishu School is comparatively small with only 400 temples and 350,000 members. There are many sites and memorials related to him in Kumano, including a large stone monument on the southern side of Oyunohara, the former shrine grounds of Kumano Hongu Taisha, and a rock in Yunomine Onsen, into which it's believed he scratched the Nenbutsu with his fingernails.